안녕하세요, 여러분.
안녕하세요, 여러분.
You are listening to Talk to Me in Korean. And my name is 현우선.
My name is 경은최.
And in Korean, my name is 선현우.
저는 최경은입니다.
Yeah, we place our family names first before the given names.
네.
So, my name is 선현우.
My name is 경은.
Your name is 경은.
네.
최경은, right?
최경은입니다.
Yeah, being confused which 네. language to speak. And as you already know, when I call 경은 in the most polite way, I call her 경은 씨.
네, 현우 씨.
Yeah, and when I talk casually with her, since we are of the same age, I just call her 경은 or 경은아.
네, 현우선. 왜?
All right. That was a quick review of 네. how to address people politely and casually. So now it's time to talk about time.
네.
Yeah, in this lesson, we will introduce how to tell the time or ask the time in Korean. And if you are not in Korea, if you're not living here, and if you're just practicing speaking Korean on your own, you might not get to say the time all the time.
네, 맞아요.
네, but if you are here, if you come over and start living here, or if you spend some time here, people will be asking you the time, and 네. when you meet your friends, you will have to decide what time to meet up.
Yes.
So you will eventually have to be able to say the time, tell the time.
네, 맞아요.
네, 시간 중요해요.
네, 중요해요.
You don't want to be late for a meetup because
네.
you didn't understand the time that your friend said. So it's quite important.
네, 맞아요.
네. So, 경은.
네.
Right now.
네.
What time is it?
잠깐만요.
Taking out her cell phone from her pocket.
11시 12분이요.
11시 12분.
네.
So
11시 12분.
11 o'clock and 12 minutes. So 네. 11, 12.
네, 맞아요.
In the morning.
네.
Or is it at night?
No.
I have no sense of time these days.
Oh.
Just kidding. So 11, 12 in the morning.
네.
11시 12분. What is it again?
11시 12분.
Yeah, basically that is how you say the time. And the question that I can ask to say what time is it is 지금 몇 시예요?
지금 몇 시예요?
지금 몇 시예요? Was my question and your answer was
11시 12분이에요.
Yeah, you're just saying 12 o'clock. No, 11.
Oh, 11 o'clock.
O'clock and 12 minutes.
네.
And 입니다 or 이에요,
이에요
which
입니다.
Is it is right, that is it basically.
네.
So let us break it down and talk about the specific elements that you need to know.
네.
All right.
좋아요.
So before we do that, let us review the numbers. So 경은.
네.
There are two systems in the Korean numbers.
네, 맞아요.
Native Korean numbers and Sino-Korean numbers.
And we already learned about it.
Learned these two systems.
Yes.
And in this lesson, where we talk about how to talk about time,
네.
which system are we going to use?
You have to use both of the systems.
Ah, yeah. Well, in our previous lessons, we told you guys that you have specific occasions where you use either native Korean numbers only or Sino-Korean numbers only.
네.
But this, when you're talking about the time, this is an exception. This is one of the exceptions.
네.
So you have to use both of the systems.
네.
So if you've been kind of postponing, delaying, learning the numbers because you didn't need them, this is actually the time. Now it's time to actually learn the numbers.
네.
Because you want to be able to say the time. So native Korean numbers are used for the hour.
시간.
And, yeah, 시간. And the Sino-Korean numbers are used for the minutes.
분.
Yeah, so 시 and 분.
시 and 분.
Yeah, 시 and 분. So hour or minute. 시 and 분 or 시간 and 분.
네, 맞아요.
So let us review the numbers first. So native Korean numbers first. Let me say the English numbers. And
네.
경은, please, kindly say the Korean numbers.
Okay.
So number one.
하나.
2.
둘.
3.
셋.
4.
넷.
5.
다섯.
9.
여섯.
I said 9.
Oh.
Okay, okay. Back to 6. Six.
여섯.
Seven.
일곱.
Eight.
여덟.
Nine.
아홉.
Ten.
열.
11.
열하나.
열하나, that is 열 plus 하나, right?
네.
12.
열둘.
Again, that is 열 plus 둘. And let's stop here because we only get to say up to 12 when we talk about time.
네.
So, 하나, 둘, 셋, 넷, 다섯, 여섯, 일곱, 여덟, 아홉, 열, 열하나, 열둘.
하나, 둘, 셋, 넷, 다섯, 여섯, 일곱, 여덟, 아홉, 열, 열하나, 열둘.
Everyone, did you just notice what Kyungun did when she said 여섯, 일곱?
네.
So, this is a very common thing that Korean young people do. Mm-hmm. Not that I am not young, but when you say 다섯, 여섯, there's the last consonant there, 다섯, 여섯. So, a lot of people oftentimes just drop the last consonant when they say 다섯, 여섯,
네. 일곱. 하나, 둘, 셋, 넷, 다섯, 여섯, 일곱, 여덟.
Yeah. 일곱, 여덟 is a little hard to pronounce, so people with lazy tongues say 일곱, 여덟.
네, 일곱, 여덟.
Or sometimes 일곱, 여덟. No.
No.
Never. Never. Don't do that. So 일곱, 여덟.
일곱, 여덟.
다섯, 여섯, 일곱, 여덟.
다섯, 여섯, 일곱, 여덟.
Yeah, so if you say 5, 6, 7, 8.
다섯, 여섯, 일곱, 여덟.
In a very casual way.
네.
I don't recommend our listeners to do that all the time. I just caught Kyungun doing that. So, when you say the hour, you put these numbers plus the word
시.
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 시 means the hour.
네, 맞아요.
Yeah, it is the same 시 that you find in the word for time. So, the word for time is
시간.
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 And the hour is
시.
Yeah. So, if you look at the word and break it down, and if you know some Chinese characters, 시 is actually the hour or the time, and 간 is between.
네.
간 means between.
네.
So the whatever between the hours is time.
네, 맞아요.
So it is a way to remember what the word 간 means. So 간 means between and 시 means hour. So between the hours, there's time that fills up the gap.
네.
So 시간 is time and 시 is hour. So 경은, I want to say 1 o'clock, right?
네.
And what do I do?
You have to use 하나.
And
plus 시.
And it becomes 하나 시, right?
No, you have to say 한 시.
Ah, I see. So this is the same exceptions that we talked about when we first introduced the native Korean numbers.
네.
Numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 20 change their forms a little bit. Do you know why?
No.
I don't know why. And let's look at what they become. All right? So, 하나, 시 becomes?
한 시.
한 시.
한 시.
So, 1 o'clock is?
한 시.
And 2 o'clock?
It is originally 둘 plus 시.
But it becomes?
두 시.
So, 2 o'clock?
두 시.
And 3 o'clock?
It's 세 시. 세 시.
세 시.
셋 plus 시, but it becomes 세 시.
세 시.
세 시.
Yeah, and 4 o'clock?
넷 plus 시, but it becomes 4시.
But even if you say 하나시, 둘시, 셋시, 넷시, everybody will understand.
Yes.
Yeah. So don't worry if you make mistakes. All right? And people will tell you that it is actually 4시 instead of 넷시. Okay? And let's go from 5 o'clock to 12 o'clock really quickly. So 5 o'clock?
5시.
6 o'clock?
6시.
7 o'clock?
7시.
8 o'clock?
8시.
9 o'clock?
9시.
10 o'clock?
10시.
11 o'clock?
11시.
12 o'clock.
12시.
So, if you look at 12 o'clock and 11 o'clock, the word 한, 두 still change.
네, 맞아요.
They change here too. So, we've covered how to say from 1 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So, we've covered everything.
네.
Unless you want to use the 24-hour system. Let's talk about that later. But here, we talked about 하나, 둘, 셋, 넷, 다섯, 일곱, 여덟, 아홉, 열, 하나, 둘, and 한 시, 두 시, and blah, 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 and 열두 시.
네.
Okay, perfect. Now, let's look at the Sino-Korean numbers and the minutes.
네, 좋아요. 분.
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 Okay, so let's go from number one.
네.
How do you say number one in the Sino-Korean number system?
일.
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 It is the same as?
하나.
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 Kyungun, I think this is the first time that we're comparing these two systems
아, 네,
for
맞아요.
each number. So let's do that.
좋아요.
Yeah. So number 2.
이.
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 And in the native Korean number?
둘.
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 둘. So let's do this. I'll say the number in English 네. and Kyungun, please say the Sino-Korean number twice and the native Korean number twice.
좋아요.
Okay. Number 3.
삼. 삼. 셋, 셋.
Alright, number 4.
사, 사.
And?
넷, 넷.
Number 5.
오, 오.
And?
다섯, 다섯.
Number 6.
육, 육.
And?
여섯, 여섯.
7.
칠, 칠.
And?
일곱, 일곱.
8.
팔, 팔.
And?
여덟, 여덟.
9.
구, 구.
And?
아홉, 아홉.
10.
10, 10. 열, 열.
Perfect. And from 11 and on are just combinations of these 10 numbers.
네.
For example, 15 is 10 plus 5, so it is?
15.
15.
15.
And how about 23?
23.
23. 2, 10, 3. 23.
네.
Very easy to combine these bigger numbers. So when you say the minute, you use these Sino-Korean numbers and add 분 after that. So let's say 1 minute.
1분.
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 Are there any irregularities, some changes that occur between
no.
the numbers?
Yeah. No.
Not even
you
the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 20?
No.
Okay.
걱정하지 마세요.
Okay, don't worry about it. And how about 2 minutes?
2분.
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 5 minutes.
5분.
10 minutes.
10분.
15 minutes.
15분.
30 minutes.
30분.
55 minutes.
55분.
Yeah. So when you tell the time, you don't want to say, when someone asks you, what time is it? You don't want to say, oh, it's 33 minutes. You want to say the hour too.
네.
So you have to put these two parts together to tell the time.
네.
Yeah.
맞아요.
So let us practice. So what was the word for hour again?
시.
And minute?
분.
So use the native Korean number plus 시 plus Sino-Korean number plus 분.
네.
Is that easy enough for you, everybody?
I hope so.
Not the memorizing the numbers part, but the structure part.
네.
I hope it's clear enough by now. So let us say 1:05.
1시 5분.
So it is 1 plus hour plus 5 plus minute. So it is again?
1시 5분.
1시 5분.
1시 5분.
If you mix up the order and say 1시 5분, will people still understand you?
Yes.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Depends on the person.
깊게 생각해야 될 것 같아요.
Ah, so they have to think a lot. Think
네.
deeply. What it means to, I mean, they have to decipher.
네.
So, okay. So please remember native Korean numbers for the hour, Sino-Korean numbers for the minute.
네.
Okay. How about 1:15?
1시 15분.
1시 15분.
1시 15분.
How about 3:20? 3 hour, 20 minute.
3시 20분.
3시 20분.
3시 20분.
So how about 10 o'clock?
10시.
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 You don't have to mention the minutes.
No.
No. It's 10 o'clock sharp.
Yeah.
So, Kyungun.
네.
So, what should I say if I want to say 10 o'clock sharp? Exactly on the hour.
10시 정각.
정각.
네.
You use the word 정각.
정각.
10시 정각.
10시 정각.
So, if you want to tell your friend to meet you at 10 o'clock sharp, not a single minute later, you say, meet me. 10시 정각에.
10시 정각에 만나요.
10시 정각에 만나요.
네, 10시 정각에 만나요.
Okay.
늦지 마세요.
Don't be late. Alright, so how do you say 10:30?
10시 30분.
10시 30분.
10시 30분.
And 30분 is also interchangeable with?
반.
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 So 10시?
반.
10시?
반.
10시 반.
10시 반.
Well, in English, there are words like a quarter or three quarters
네.
for 15 minutes and 45 minutes. But in Korean, we only have 반
네, 맞아요.
to replace 반. The numbers. So it is either 10시 30분 or 10시 반.
10시 반.
Yeah. So everyone, excellent job. So this is it.
네, 연습 많이 하세요.
Practice a lot. And if you're going to leave any comments for us, please, this time, for this lesson at least, let's do something interesting, which is when you leave a comment, try writing the time that you are leaving the comment at.
네.
So if you're leaving the comment at 6 o'clock, maybe 6:35,
mm-hmm.
say 지금은, now is 지금은 6시 35분이에요.
네. 지금은
6시
35분이에요. 네.
All right. So, 경은.
네.
In order for us to be able to ask our listeners,
네.
we need to really ask them the time.
아, 네.
Yeah. Although we introduced the phrase earlier in the beginning of our lesson, let's go over it again.
Okay.
So, how do you say, how do you ask someone, what time is it now?
지금 몇 시예요?
지금 몇 시예요?
지금 몇 시예요?
So what is the word for now?
지금?
지금.
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 And 몇 시 is what time? So 네. again, what is it?
몇 시.
몇 시.
몇 시.
몇 means how many or how much or which number, and 시 is hour. So you're literally saying which number, hour, how many hour
네.
is it?
네.
Right. So what time is it? Is
지금 몇 시예요?
지금 몇 시예요?
지금 몇 시예요?
Yeah, now what time is?
네. 그리고
so, yeah.
And you can ask like 지금 몇 시 몇 분이에요?
Oh, you can be very specific
네.
and say what time and what minute is it now?
네.
Wow, 지금 몇 시 몇 분이에요?
네. 지금 몇 시 몇 분이에요?
Wow. If someone asks me that kind of question in the street,
네.
and, you know, I think I will feel very pressured
really?
To tell the exact time.
네.
Like, when it's 10:33, mm-hmm. I will often tell people, oh, it's 10:30.
Yeah.
10시 반이에요. But if someone asks me like that, 지금 몇 시 몇 분이에요? Oh, I have to be precise to the minute. 10시 33분이에요.
네, 꼭 말해줘야 돼요. 10시 33분이에요.
Okay, that was a good tip. So we are saying 지금 몇 시 몇 분이에요 to you, and you have to answer with this system. So the native Korean number plus 시 and the Sino-Korean number plus 분, and you can say 이에요.
네.
And you already know how to use 이에요. It is the present tense of the verb 이다, which is to be. So before we go, as usual, let's listen to some sample sentences by our cool friends.
네, 좋은 생각이에요.
All right. So first up, we have a sentence by Mi Kyung, and she's using these following words. First,
매일.
Every day.
매일.
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 And 출근하다.
출근하다.
To go to work.
출근하다.
To go to work. 출근하다. 출근.
출근.
출 means to go out, and 근 is to work. So 출근 means to go out to work. And 퇴근.
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 퇴근 means leaving work and finishing work.
네.
So 퇴근하다 is to leave work, to finish work. 퇴 is to go out, go away, retract. And 근 is to work. So 퇴근 means to leave work.
네. 퇴근하다. 퇴근.
Yeah. 퇴근하다. And 퇴근 is something that everybody's excited about.
맞아요.
And 보통.
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 Yeah, usually, normally.
보통.
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 Yeah. So let us listen to the sentence.
네.
저는 매일 아침 9시까지 출근해요. 퇴근은 보통 6시 30분에 해요.
I get to work by 9 every morning. I usually leave work at 6:30.
All right, let's listen again.
저는 매일 아침 9시까지 출근해요. 퇴근은 보통 6시 30분에 해요.
All right, thank you, 미경. 감사합니다.
미경 씨, 감사합니다.
감사합니다. And next up, we have a sentence by 영주. And she's using
내일.
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 Tomorrow.
내일.
내일 is tomorrow. And 수업.
수업.
Class.
수업.
Yeah, 수업 is a class. And she's also using the word
끝나다
to finish.
끝나다.
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 Now, this to finish is as in the class finishes, not you finishing the class. Alright?
네.
So, Youngju's sentence is
내일 수업이 4시 반에 끝나요.
My class is finished at 4:30 tomorrow.
다시 한번 들어봐요.
내일 수업이 4시 반에 끝나요.
And in the next sentence by Youngju, she's using the word
만나다
to meet.
만나다.
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 Let's listen to it now.
오늘 몇 시에 친구를 만나요?
What time do you meet your friend today?
Okay, one more time.
오늘 몇 시에 친구를 만나요?
Alright, 영주씨.
영주씨, 감사합니다.
감사합니다. And, well, actually, her sentence, her last sentence will be our quiz sentence.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
So we'll hear her again. So the last sentence for the lesson is by Hyejin. And she's using these interesting words. So the first word is
지하철.
Subway.
지하철.
Yeah, 지하철's 지 means ground, 하 means below, and 철 means iron. So iron railways below the ground level is subway.
네, 지하철.
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 And she's also using the word
2호선.
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 Yeah, 2호 means number 2 and 선 is line. So line number 2 is
2호선.
2호선. And she's comparing 2호선, line number 2, to something very interesting. I mean, something very deadly.
네.
But it's an interesting comparison.
네.
Yeah, so.
I agree with her. 전쟁터.
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 Now, 전쟁 is a war or a battle. Mm-hmm. And 터 is a place. So 전쟁터 is battlefield, combat field.
전쟁터.
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 So let's listen to her interesting sentence.
아침 7시 지하철 2호선은 전쟁터예요.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, subway line number 2 is a battlefield. One more time.
아침 7시 지하철 2호선은 전쟁터예요.
So what does she mean? Do people actually fight?
No.
In subway cars in number 2?
There are too many people.
Too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to fight your way through the crowd of people to get to work.
네, ooh.
Especially around the rush hours,
네.
Which is like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock
네,
in the morning.
맞아요. 출근 시간에.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that the range of the hours, of the rush hours, are like expanding. Mm-hmm. It used to be only during 7 o'clock-ish, 8 o'clock-ish period.
네.
But now it's like from 6 o'clock
yeah,
till like
right.
10 o'clock.
네, 맞아요.
네, 사람이 정말 많아요. There are so many people. So avoid those... hours
네.
If you are traveling in Korea. All right, so we have to go.
네.
Everyone, don't forget to leave your comment with the time. So mm-hmm. punch in the time in Korean. And here's our quiz sentence.
저는 매일 밤 10시에 드라마를 봐요.
다시 한번 들어봐요.
One more time.
저는 매일 밤 10시에 드라마를 봐요.
Alright everyone, good job, and be sure to stop by talktomeinkorean.com and leave us comments. And also if you have any questions, Kyungun and I are always there to answer your questions.
네, 코멘트 많이 남겨주세요.
감사합니다.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요. And before I go, I would like to add that we appreciate all the video responses that we're getting recently. Thank you.
감사합니다.
안녕히 계세요.